Have you ever noticed that here in the tunnel you have an almost natural tendency to have this third state of the mind? I agreed by nodding my head and asked Caesar to give me some more details on aspects concerning these states of the mind because they seemed very important to me. I was thinking that, after all, this is what every single day and moment gives us, our feelings of satisfaction or lack thereof. Good moods and happiness have to be somehow strongly connected to the states of the mind. When the mind is nervous and agitated, it is not possible to be happy or particularly kind. Aotms all about the ability to observe your mind consciously, Caesar continued, but there are also some simple methods through which bad states of the mind can be converted into positive states. When the mind is agitated, the strong emotions we feel tend to overwhelm us. Afterwards, we tend to fall into depression most of the time. In such cases, an efficient method is the simple aware breathing that I told you about. A few breaths with the accent on breathing are usually enough to calm the mind to a great extent. When the mind is unstable, breathing techniques have an effect no matter how distracted the mind is. Their purpose is to change the state of the mind so that attention prevails and lasts a longer period of time. Generally speaking, people quickly jump from a clear and concentrated state of mind to a state in which lack of attention and confusion prevail. This is why I repeat that attention is essential on the path of transformation, due to the fact that attention always improves the ability of observation. Itatms like cooking. If you fry onions for years in the same frying pan without washing it from time to time, any other food you prepare in that pan will taste like onion. But if you consciously wash it after every use, you'll notice the true taste of every meal you prepare. I wanted to make this analogy with the mind, that if you acclimatize your mind regularly, you'll see things, situations and beings as they are and without being affected by what you've seen before. I congratulated myself once again in my own mind for having started to practice the techniques taught in the Tibetan parchment, which includes breathing exercises. They also refer directly to the mind, and I now notice that Caesar practically said the same thing. A confused and heavy mind is like a dirty bowl, he continued. Breathing techniques are among the best cleaning products for humans who always have them at their disposal, but they need to want this and make at least a minimal effort in this direction. What happens when the mind is quiet and perfectly calm? I asked, curious to see what the psychical and mental condition of human beings was in such cases. In such cases, we can say that the mind somehow goes beyond attention, being completely quiet and perfectly integrated with the object of observation. This privileged state comes with great serenity. A next headline, a special relationship. Caesar was silent and none of us spoke for a while. I wanted to put in order all of the information I had recently found out. I realized that had I not received the explanations Caesar gave me, I probably would have, over time, spent many years groping in the darkness for lack of knowledge. Alone, we are often helpless, even if our intentions are wonderful and even if we have a strong desire to find out more in order to evolve. This is why we need a competent guide, and I felt once again that my heart was full of gratitude to Caesar, who guided me step by step through the complicated threads of spiritual knowledge. I then thought that, even if mankind's technological advancement is obvious and science has made many steps ahead, all this knowledge and power does not prevent us from being confused and discouraged most of the time with regard to the understanding of simple things. For example, do we really understand why certain events in life have such an impact on us, or what the meaning is of our feelings? We are often powerless in spite of technological progress. Why does an apparently insignificant event completely destabilize some people who until then seemed strong and influential? Why are humans so anxious and at the same time seem to be in control of their minds? The truth is that we can overcome these limited conditions and create a different relation with the world around us and with the events that occur in life. The difficulty of this new finding is precisely its simplicity. We have to track and get rid of everything that stands in our way. But we rather have the opposite tendency. I would say that we have to be like a mirror which receives what we offer to it without judgment or prejudice. In my opinion, this is a fundamental aspect which allows us to go beyond cultural barriers. The more we think we know, the less we tend to listen. Most of the time, we imagine that we already know or know better, and then we stop being open and therefore often pass reality by. In such cases, we can say that we cannot see the forest for the trees. We tend to perceive that which we may use to, what TMS in our memory, what we think should exist and does not really exist. From Caesar, I learned that this new ability is acquired slowly during a process which is based on two elements, a mirror and a face that seeks to see itself. In one of his rare references to this subject, he told me that a spiritual master is a mirror that should faithfully reflect the disciple at the moment of their meeting. On the other hand, a true disciple is one who wishes to learn and is always surrounded by true masters. I have reprimanded myself many times because I have thought that my questions to Caesar, as well as my curiosity to find out new things and make progress in thought, might have disturbed or irritated him because of their simplicity and my insistence. His answer, however, was full of kindness and love and filled my heart with a delicate joy. Two persons are sitting at a table and each has an empty cup in front of them. One is satisfied with the situation while the other one wonders, what is the purpose of this cup? What should it have contained? That person has one of the essential qualities of a good disciple: the wish to evolve and to understand correctly the significance of things and of mysteries. The disciple will ask pertinent questions and will have the best master. The latter cannot do this, however, for the one who is content with sitting in front of the empty cup will not be ready to have a proper reaction to the problems of life. The difficulties we are confronted with force us to reconsider our actions and ask ourselves, what meaning should I attribute to my suffering? What is its profound meaning that I should understand? The disciple must practice and thus get to know himself through the spiritual teaching he receives. But this involves a long process which includes all the aspects of a human being. I then felt a slight sadness and even discouragement in my soul. I was thinking that I would not be able to reach the progress and spiritual evolution that I wanted so much. I told Caesar about my fears. You don't have to worry about this, he comforted me. Patience is absolutely necessary. Having patience means following your path no matter if, for the time being, something happens or not. Evoking the relationship between us and our master will give us the energy and patience to persevere. In the Orient, they say that patience is, most of the time, the only criterion used by the master to evaluate a true disciple. Many times, the disciple, thinking he is ready, wants to achieve his purpose immediately. Then, the master must help him gradually understand his abilities and his faults. But you should know that patience is also fundamental for a master, not only for a disciple. He should know how to respect his disciples and how to wait. In many of the cases, things evolve slowly. The disciple's respect and faith in his master are essential because they help him find his center. This is the mystery of the just relationship between master and disciple. Gradually, the divine quality of the master will reveal the divine quality of the disciple. When the time is right, between their hearts, an ineffable and unexplainable alchemy takes place between the two, and this alchemy does not depend on their personalities but on the correct relationship established between them. Establishing the right relationship is made possible through respect and faith. And seeing the divine in the master is actually proof that we have, at the same time, discover the divine within ourselves. A next headline, The Secret Government. That discussion remained imprinted in my memory because I felt that all of my being was involved in it. I felt a great happiness thinking that I felt exactly as Caesar said, and a beneficial peace flooded my heart when I thought that I was being guided on the path of spiritual knowledge by such a master. Near him, I felt perfectly safe and ready for the challenges of life. With these wonderful thoughts in my mind, I let myself fall once again into that ineffable state of relaxation and inner peace and went into a deep and resting sleep. I probably slept like this for several hours because I woke up when the vehicle reached another stationary point. This time, the entire party stayed for about 1 hour and it. Aiden was more and more preoccupied with his computer calculations. I noticed that, during that break, Caesar handed him a kind of special hard disk which I learned stored ultra-secret data concerning our destination in Egypt. The young Americana TM genius then concentrated deeply on his calculations and became so focused that he seemed completely torn from the reality around him. Even when I came near him to give him his food ration, he seemed not to be aware of my presence there. I had never seen anything like this. Astonished, I was looking at him work with an amazing dexterity. His mental absorption was amazing, and it looked like his mind was actually connected to that very advanced calculation device. I looked at his face and saw that his eyes were half closed as if he was in a state of trance. He looked straight at the small holographic projection above the computer interface while his fingers were moving quickly as they touched one or another hologram point. I saw flashes and images which changed continuously. There were fragments of buildings and corridors, all arranged on 12 vertical columns on which different data was displayed. At a certain moment, I noticed the apparition of the three pyramids near Cairo and then the image focused on the Great Pyramid. The image descended into the ground and under the base of the pyramid where it became dark and indigo-colored like the light of the tunnel we were traveling through. Then I saw Aiden suddenly stop. He remained without moving and stared at the hologram which practically did not attempt to show him anything. He remained paralyzed, but my intuition told me that the moment was very delicate and that he was collaborating with the computer. I could not attempt help asking myself what kind of mind such a person had and how it was structured. How did he perceived the outside world and what did he feel in moments like this when he practically created a subtle link with his computer? I saw the ring and the middle fingers of his right hand moving very slowly on the physical interface of the computer. This had practically no connection with the keyboard of a normal laptop except for a central circular shaped area inside of which there was a second circle with the same center as the first one. The rest of its surface being covered with some sort of differently sized and colored rectangles, both vertically and horizontally. On those rectangles, some signs were engraved which I had never seen in normal writing before. Apart from the numbers accompanying those signs, I did not understand the meaning of any other representations. When he touched them, the rectangles were discreetly lit, but the edges were more intensely lit. I realized that Aiden was concentrating on something very important and directly connected to the location towards which we were heading and were soon about to reach. I knew nothing about it, but I suspected that amazing things had been discovered there. I felt that the secret was very well kept, and it was not hard to tell why. As usual, there was probably a very tense fight inside the secret services, especially the American ones, in order to obtain that information. But I was sure that some high representatives of world Freemasonry were about to do everything possible in order to control these discoveries. I already knew that the disagreement of the Pentagon in this respect had reached a critical level. The main reason was the high pressure made by a small sector of the civilian population which holds a great power both in politics and in the army. I dared to tell Caesar what I thought and asked him if all this was related to the discoveries from the location at the end of this tunnel. You can be sure of this, ATM, he answered in a low voice. The way things are in a decadent society like ours does not reflect the truth. There are many forces fighting for the same prerogative, supreme power. However, this a supreme power ATM is differently understood by the representatives of each party, either civilian or military. The majority of them are limited to a certain area of expansion of their influence and control. Consider, for example, that a country or continent would be enough to satisfy their purpose. The limitations on power, however, occur not because they don't yet want more but because they, in their strict hierarchy, are also dominated by a terrible power which is at the top of the scheme. I was astonished. I knew quite a bit about Freemasonry and the horrors they do. The case of Signore Massini was revealing. Caesar had mentioned things about the organizational structure of Freemasonry at worldwide level, but he never insisted on the subject, and Iamv never found any books or texts to clarify this. In the previous 2 years, I was rather preoccupied with studying esotericism and with my purely spiritual formation. But now I realized better than ever that the problem of Freemasonry and its implications for human society are very important. Footnote. See Transylvanian Sunrise for further information about Signore Massini and Freemasonry. A.O. with lucid thinking, and if you add up the information I gave you some time ago, you can understand that Freemasonry has able to TM a complicated network of interests which is especially based on bank loans, blackmail and manipulation of mankind through mass media, and their main purpose is to have maximum control of the population. Being under control means that you're no longer free to act or think. This happens both in our country and in the rest of the world, especially in the fully industrialized countries. However, what I want you to understand is that all of these actions and interests are subordinated to a kind of supreme body or TM of worldwide Freemasonry. TMM referring, even if you'll find it very surprising, to a so-called group that remains in the shadow, almost like a secret government, which practically is above every civilian, political and military means we know. They have their own air and navy fight forces, their own financial mechanisms of draining fabulous funds, as well as the ability to pursue with perseverance their design for a so-called national interest that is beyond any control or obstacles of any outside authority. From this point of view, this worldwide group or government that always acts from the shadow and is hidden is outside of any laws and cannot TMT be affected by laws. Their fiefdom is currently in the USA, where they exert a great pressure. But, I want you to keep clearly in mind that for the members of this group, nothing important is happening in the rest of the world. TMM now referring especially to conflicts or important tendencies induced upon society through different means which are more or less obvious. This is not a secret for them, because all of these events actually originate in the plans conceived by these diabolical minds. A.O. The rapid succession of a complex of military and industrial circumstances has favored the formation of this occult world government that is made up only of members of Freemasonry. Things are even more complicated than this, because they refer to more than only realities pertaining to our world, and this makes the A resistance TM even more difficult. A.O. The A weapon TM they fear most is that the masses, the population of the world, would find out about them and become active in order to eliminate their negative influence. They would then be quickly eliminated because they are few in number. Their power actually resides in the indirect manipulation and control mechanisms they use. They always rely on others to accomplish their purposes, but when a critical point is reached, when enough people find out about this, everything can turn against them. A. We both sat with our backs against one of the boxes left in that intermediary station in the tunnel, discussing quietly and eating at the same time. Aiden was still very absorbed in his work on the computer, and the other two lieutenants were also involved in discussion near one of the vehicles. A.O. This means that everything Whitmov discovered so far, in Psky and Egypt, is a top priority on their agenda. I spoke out because, for some unknown reason, I felt very well and very confident in my own strength. A.O. There are other points on their agenda which are almost as important as the ones I told you, but you'll find out about them later. Yes. The discoveries represent a technology which is far beyond our current possibilities. Recently, I had an important discussion with an official from the Pentagon who is a good friend of mine. He told me that, in fact, the toughest war is not the one in the Middle East or anywhere else, but right there inside of their institution. He confessed to me that he did not TMT know how long he would resist at that pace, because many orders at TM contradicted each other and he had a huge responsibility, and all this was based upon a special sensibility with regard to public opinion. Through his position, this person has access to the most classified documents and information. He knows that, presently, the anti-gravity technology and the technology of a free energy TM are very well developed. These are technologies that would solve almost immediately the major problems that mankind is faced with. He even saw the prototypes because they are many and diverse, and he persuaded himself of their amazing efficiency. To be honest, Yeti MM surprised that he managed to obtain such high office without being corrupted. I was so astonished that I stopped eating. Oh, okay. But how is it possible to keep mankind at this sort of primitive level of energy resources? Why don't you TMT? They spread the new technologies throughout the entire world. I Caesar took a bite from his bar and looked ahead with concentration. Ao, because, if they did this, the worldwide social, economic and political order would change almost completely. Maybe this would be the greatest change ever recorded in the TM history of mankind. Paradoxically speaking, this subject is not the greatest secret of mankind because it would seem crazy or a fantasy invention, but because the possible implications are enormous and it would deeply influence mankind at all levels. It's TMS obvious that those who control all of these projects don't TMT like change. And in this case, it would be a fundamental economic, technological, social and political change, the likes of which has never been recorded in the history of mankind. This is why they seek to maintain the society in this deplorable state of faults and suffering, even if this proves that the Atma unconscious. Ao, do state presidents have access to such information and projects? Ai asked with curiosity. Ao, no, they don't TMT. This is why projects like these are called black projects, because no institution or official knows about them or their application except for a very small number of persons who financed and supported these projects. Yeti MM talking about the world government from the shadow that is made up of the highest representatives of Freemasonry. Since they have no supervision from the social hierarchy in their supreme level of management, world stability can be directly threatened. If you have been paying attention, you have seen that these threats were more and more present in the past few years. Ao, then, who has access to these projects, who implements them, who does the research, and who creates the database? Ai asked, sort of puzzled. Ao guessed the top of the Freemasonry elite only finance and supervise them. What about the personnel? Who has access to the information? Ai, faced with my avalanche of questions, Caesar smiled in amusement. Ao, here, we're especially talking about projects designed and developed in the USA. There, we can also say are the highest interests which influence worldwide life, as well as the most important official bodies, which includes the current A headquarters ATM of the Masonic oligarchy. They are above any system of structure of the civilian or military society. Not even the highest representatives of the CIA, the American Congress, the presidential administration, the United Nations or their secret services know these secret aspects concerning the future of mankind. If they were to find out about this, they would be so indignant at the stupidity of this idea that they would terminate any discussion immediately. And, of course, the respective person would immediately be suspected of insanity. Only a few officials from the Pentagon and the NSA, very few in numbers, know the truth. The rest, as I told you, five in complete ignorance. The worst is that they are convinced that their ignorance is the reality. But later TMS not forget that these high officials are changed every 2 to 4 years. They handle many national or international programs and consider monetary and territorial policies, but have no access to the files which are truly important for mankind. After all, these projects are not officially recognized, and this is why it can be stated that they practically don't TMT exist. However, they are known as USAP projects. A USAP is an operation which is ultra-secret and completely hidden to official recognition, which needs a very special access, even for those who usually have access to the most classified information. This implies that those who have access to USAP, even if their superiors or even the presidents of countries ask them, will answer that they know nothing of the existence of such ultra-secret operations. They will do all they can to hide that project and misinform the population or the officials who might be interested in that aspect. These are the best kept secrets in the world. A footnote, USAP is an abbreviation for an acknowledged special access program. Oh, you mean that these are more important than the secret of the thermonuclear bomb? I asked. Oh yes, Caesar answered with a determined voice. Anyway, some information concerning the hydrogen bomb has leaked, but about USAP, even if RTMS a global knowledge of what it refers to, there is no official statement. I was quite confused. What could possibly be more important than the secret of the H-bomb? The irony is that the most important secret of mankind is already so minimized and mocked through enable manipulation by the world Masonic government, the international mass media and implicitly by the population that its importance has somehow become ridiculous. It RTMS about the existence of alien life and its presence on our planet. This includes, of course, alien ships and not only. The problem has become so big and tangled that people can no longer competently distinguish between truth and lies. This is why they tend to consider that it is all a fantasy, a trick, and a lie. This is probably because they act based on the conservation instinct. They prefer to deny in order to maintain a relative security instead of taking a new and brave attitude which they believe would complicate their lives. Caesar noticed that I was looking at Lieutenant Truo. Your assumption is correct. Truo has USAP access. It RTMS obvious because he could not TMT have been here otherwise. The military rank of lieutenant is just generic and it RTMS only a cover. After he said that, he signaled the others for departure. In a few minutes, we were already moving further through the tunnel towards our underground destination in Egypt. As Lieutenant Nakoara told me, we only had 2.5 hours to drive until our destination. Anxious to find out other details about the extremely interesting subject we discussed before being interrupted, I asked Caesar to give me more information immediately after we started driving again. This subject is somehow connected to our discovery and also to our mission. But in this case, things even exceed the knowledge of the Masonic government in the shadow, and this is actually the main reason why Theatma is so agitated. I think what disturbs them the most is that our discoveries are not only much more advanced from the point of view of technology in comparison with the realities that they had access to, but especially that they are entirely beneficial and involve a high level of spirituality which can lead to an accelerated evolution of mankind. In time, you'll see what ETMM talking about. The spiritual evolution of the population means a higher degree of freedom, and more freedom and harmony in thought and conceptions means the end of the age of control and manipulation. Practically, it means the end of Freemasonry and its diabolical plans. Now you can explain their determination to hold complete control of the actions of Department Zero concerning the location in Bsky. What is their and starts from there exceeds any of their secrets and endangers their reason for existence and action on this planet. I could even say that their intervention has been quite brutal at a political level through the Freemasons in our society who hold high offices in the political structure of the country. Even now, they are still attempting, but things are quite clear. The big opportunity was that, in our country, not everyone has a corrupt soul and some persons even have high powers of decision. However, the pressure is felt and believe me, it RTMS huge. It takes great skills, attention and patience to manage to avoid them. As far as I understand, the fight between conflicting interests is becoming more serious, I observed. Right now, we can talk about a relative stability concerning the discovery in Bsky. The secret protocol signed 3 years ago between Romania and the USA can TMT be easily changed even if this is what they seek. The occult world government has placed the projection chamber and everything in it at the top of the USAP list. There are 8 persons in the world, except for the Romanians, who have access to this location. The rest, even if they provide different services related to this facility, are completely misinformed. But even so, RTMS plenty of trouble. I asked him something that was bothering me for some time. I think that there was a beginning for every critical situation that mankind has gone through. Even for Freemasons, the contact with other civilizations in the universe was probably a surprise. Maybe it was only afterwards that they decided to intervene and made their treacherous plans. Indeed, things were not like this from the beginning. During the Truman and Eisenhower administrations, the subject was secret, but the general perception is that the measure was rather based on good intentions. In a way, it was only an issue of postponing